Okay, we're both silent. There's one, if I recall correctly, we're up to dot 55, which is one prophet I just want to fill in. I don't have any kedushim about from the Gemara. Let's see, from the Gemara on dot Ein Dalem Aleph. There's one throwaway line in this Gemara, which was not the top of the Gemara at all, just seemed like fairly commonsensical, which said, I think everyone agrees that this is a sort of practical itzah, not just itzah. Even though she'll be divorced retroactively, as he said, Almanas, and this is still, she shouldn't get married until she gives the money, because just in case she doesn't get money, she doesn't want to be messed up. And, okay, I think we would all have perhaps given that practical advice. The problem that she shouldn't deal with is that there is a stira gemura from the pagan woman Aleph in the last parak. In the last parak, okay, this is the middle of the conversation of this, you know, probably of all the seconds getting in the role of Shas, the longest conversation you have between Tanoim about something. They just conversed about this very strange case at the beginning of the Garish, of a guy who divorces his wife and says, you can tell us to everyone except for Cloney. Okay, just imagine the backstory there. All the time, argue about, you know, whether it's valid, whether it's not, or mostly about why that get is not valid. And Rabbi Akiva said something. He says that, of course, you can't have a get where I say, you're divorced me on condition you don't marry Chloe. Then what might happen? She might marry an innocent stam guy in the shuk and have 20 kids. And then years later, he'll die or she'll get divorced and she'll marry Tony. And then he'll start afraid. And they're doing adultery all those years with this poor innocent guy who didn't know what he was getting into, Lafreya. And now the 20 kids are Ramzeir and Lafreya and then messes up the entire world. So obviously that doesn't work. And what did they respond to Rabbi Akiva, because you know, the Gemara is about how they respond to everyone. They respond, what's Rabbi Akiva? If you think that you can't have a divorce in such a tanai because she might get messed up from Afreya, then in every tanai, we should tell her, don't get divorced, don't remarry, because you might mess it up and not fulfill the tonight of Afreya. Obviously, we're not mafurin every time. That's the pirata. So it's mafur, it's not pagan and all. We're not mafurin every time. It's a pirata. It's like we don't have a demon. You're telling every time she can't get remarried because she might get messed up with Afreya? No, that's ridiculous. So if we see in the Pagimel that it's a reductive observer, it's ridiculous to think that she shouldn't remarry until she makes sure to fulfill the duty. But the final in Dalal and Aleph, then top of that follow-up. This is what we see on the Ein Dalem Aleph Lo Tinase on Shetekayim Hatzai. Right? He doesn't have to be paying money. It could be any. But on the Pagim Lomen Aleph, they say the Lashon Bitnia, right? And Kayim Hitma, just to make sure you don't think that they changed their mind. Kayim Hitma, it's apparently that stands. Right? What do they say? They say that the Kol Tnai Pain. Ostrim Aleha Lehinase Ad Shetekayim Hatzmai. So that is a steer Guluya in Halacha L'maisa, whether we are kosher, whether we're worried, whether we're not worried. And there's a few answers to this stira. No, that's not without Manas. That's what it is, because the Gerson wasn't found yet. Then I understand that in the Gerson isn't Khalil. We have enough trouble understanding why they did it. But with an Almanas, the Ramah of the Fortune test with a time out, we're talking here about Almanas. These are both Tanai of Almanas.
French or Tanai of Me'apta. Almanas slash Me'apta. We're letting that slash
because we paskin like Rav Huna slash Rebbe that Almanas over Me'achshav dummy. That's pretty accepted.
So I just don't understand the basic principle. He or she stays tied to him forever. In other words, it never ends. Paying, so you pay and you're done. And it's you've cut the kesher. Here, you can never cut the kesher by definition. It's impossible. So I thought, Ekruni, the whole idea of a get is you cut the kesher.
That's the singular line. That's just another line that Gemara later on. They deal with that's what's called crisis. That they need to be separating after all. The time the rest of the life they're not separated. Okay, but we're not in a Konami. That's another factor. The Gemara, we're not dealing with that now. Yeah, Taka, that might be a reason to possible. But that's not the what we're dealing with now.
That's why I was surprised when you said Pircha. In other words,
it's a Pircha on him.
Oh,
the Pircha on him. But what's the answer? So the Ramah.
Could you make the camera a little sharper?
It looks pretty sharp to me. It looks good to me. I don't know if I can make it sharper. Because it looks pretty good to me. I don't really know what I'm doing here anyway. It's sharp on my screen. So I don't want to mess with it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So the Ramah. But what did the Rambam say? The Rambam only brings down one of these two Gemaras.
No.
Interestingly, not the one you think. Here it's like a Meforish Braisa, and there it's just part of the Shakulatari of the Shita. We don't paskin like anyway. But nonetheless, he brings down the Gemara there and not the Gemara there. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Hamigarish al Tanai, etc. Again, skipping the part about in, go to the part of Amanas. Shem Amar Lahari Migreshes Me Aksha, Vomi Hayom al Tanai Kach Makach, which is the case of our Brisa. O Shem Amar Lahari Migresh Amanas Kach Makach, which is time that Tanai to regress for trust and forget, etc. Lepikach, etc. Begin Shlovin Nasik Makatsi, La Avavisha Adai Lonis Kayim Hatsnai, Beshim Shem Lonis Kayim, Holoyatam Me Aksha. She can get married Makatsi, we don't worry if she won't do the Tanai. So make sure that it works out. So the Ramah Paskins live who love, what does he do with our Brisa? So the Ramah suggests for the Rambam, although he himself is not happy with it, Nirik Shusomik al Haida Megaresh. Against our Brisa. He says, well, no, you're listening, Shabbat, so your Brisa Shlema. He says, it must be the Ramah Paskin where that begins. Let me just do the Brisa that I'm about. So it's about both by the Paskin. And he doesn't like it. From a chakra vataria, you're going to reject the poor Brisa? You know, that it does it. Specialist said maybe could come up with an answer. But the Ramah doesn't like it. But one answer is the Rambam, the Ramah, which is quite possible, meaning the Rambam doesn't say, is that he passed against our Brisa and he paskin like the Shakwataria and the Pigim. Maybe he would say, look, there's a Brisa, there's a Shakwataria of the Amoraim, of the Sam Gemara, Shakwataria of the Amoraim, overrides a Brisa, especially since the Shakwataria is to reject Rabbi Akiva, so maybe this Brisa was like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was rejected. Right? So it's not so crazy. There's a Brisa there also. Rabbi Akiva said something and he was wrong. Rare that Rehim is wrong, but that was the case, right? So, if there's Brisa here that says the same thing Rehim said the other was wrong, instead of one Brisa, there's two Brisa, that's wrong, no big deal. So, it's not so crazy the Ramah will be built from the word Brisa. That's the Ramah shot in the Rivet. But other than that, the Ran in our Sugya brings down a three Pshatim. How does the. Now, The Rambam is reading Pshat and the Rambam. He just says mutter. He doesn't make any conditions. But the Rambam and others read the Rambam a little differently. By the way, it's not just the Rambam, right? What does the Magen Mishnah say here? He says someplace here. Bihol Ignase, etc. There's a brisa on our da, etc. We took some of his own. Don't worry, send his terrorists me halacha. Okay, I said the same thing. Right. He said the rabbis don't have the brisa. Again, it's weird to be don't have the brisa. It's not so weird. The whole point of that sugya was that it was a pirpa against Rabbi Akiva in a brisa. So our brisa is like Rabbi Akiva, and there's a pirpa against it. So it's not so crazy. However, the Ran interprets the Rambam and some other Rishonim a little differently. The Ran interprets the Rambam that, and this is, there's really no hint of it in the Rambam, even the grammar of the verbs in the Rambam. It seems to be more just Misvara. So Rambam, the Ran, meaning here it's totally much. He says no, it depends on the circumstances. Then he just says, again, it's not hinted in the Rambam. He says it's such an obvious logic in the Rambam. Must read. It depends if it's binyada or not. If it's up to her to fulfill the tzai, then she can remarry the chayla. We trust her to fulfill the tzai. If it's not up to her, then she can't remarry the chayla because maybe she naively thinks that she'll be able to fulfill the tzai, but it's not up to her, and she won't, and she'll end up getting stuck. So he said, what's this case? This case is where the tzai is not the yada. This case is the tonight is the yada. What's the case of the tonight here? To not marry Tolmi. Of course, the yada that they're not married Tolmi, she can just decide to not marry Tolmi. But in our guard, the tonight is to give her husband 200 zuz. You might think that's also the yada, which is probably what the Mani Mishnah and the Ramah thought that, the Ramah thought according to that, according to the Abshah, you might think that that's also Yada, but it's not for two reasons. Number one, the next Gemara we're going to get to talks about, not in this year, but like right after Makorashi 56 ends, Nesina Bal Karpa, whether it's Shema Nesina or not, if I give you something you refuse to accept it, does that count as giving? And many Rishon and Paskin, it does not count as giving. Therefore, it's not up to her to give her 100, 200 to us. Right now, he's saying, I want 200 zuz, bribe me to divorce you. But who knows that she can naively think, I'll just come and give him 200 zuz. But who knows? She could, the case 200 zuz. He could all of a sudden say, I don't want 200 zuz anymore. And then, however hard she tries, she won't be able to build this out. Or he could move to another country and she won't be able to find it. That's clear in the Gemara. Yeah, after this report sheet. That if someone's not here, you can't fulfill the tzai giving to them. Not to mention that some of the other Rambam, not the Rambam, said it, or maybe she just won't be able to go to her tzai. You know, okay, so some of us are still, young and supported by our parents, etc. Those of us who are adults know that it's not always biyada. It's not always biyadi that I can come up with money to give someone. Some of my people don't have money. It's not biyadi. And therefore, it makes it just very common sense. If the tonight is 100% up to me, then I trust myself that I'll fulfill it. If the tonight is up to me and someone else, then maybe I'll be able to fulfill it, so I should be careful.
The case of you went to another country, that's good, because she can be somebody else, she can be mazaka to someone else. That's
not so much. That's we showed it. The Gemara says before, so the top, we didn't read this yet, on the top of Ayin, Ham, and Aleph, that the fun of it, that. Shalom b'fanav is different than b'fanav, even if b'fanav you can give, but shalom b'fanav doesn't count as giving. What happened to Zach l'adam shalom b'fanav? So probably the answer is that yes, but if he doesn't want this to be, it doesn't happen, so it's still not up to you. So that is the Rambam's shot, according to the Ran. The Ran himself takes a middle shot, which the Ramban also supports. He says the whole Dion of the Gaonim, the Chum of the Gaonim came out that way, and the Rashba says the same thing. You can find in the Rashba or in the Magen Mishnah also quotes him, And the Ramban himself quotes this way. So this is the Ramban himself. The Ramban is sort of at the end, and he was a Dundu Ramathal. Okay, that's where we start with. We expect Makobar Be'inai this way. The Ran and the Ramban and the Rashba all say, another commonsensical shot, there's a difference between a Tanai and a passive Tanai, a positive and a negative. Kumbase and Shevi Al-Tase. What's the difference? Anar Dapai and Talon Al-Pus Kumbase. I wouldn't give you 200 Zos. And the Gemara later on, not big give all the Shevi Al-Tase. And look very closely. What's the difference? The difference is to not do something, you have to just not do something. To do something, you have to get up and do it. Meaning, when the time to not do something, then we trust you. Just get married now, we trust you not to do that thing. Because all you have to do is be passive. When the time to do something, then maybe you won't end up doing it for whatever reason. You should be focused that you might end up doing it. Meaning, this is a Tanai. No. Don't get married. Because maybe you'll forget to give money. Maybe you'll neglect to give money. Who knows? Right? Maybe she'll die before she gives the money. But over here, it's a Tanai. It's Shevi Al-Tase. All she has to do is avoid marrying Plomi. All she has to do is avoid marrying Plomi. Then we trust her, get remarried, and just avoid marriage. You don't have to do anything to avoid marriage. It happens automatically. And the key of the tonight happens automatically. We trust her to not mess it up. Because she's seducing the key of the tonight. Trustworthy person, you know, maybe she won't end up being a kind of tonight.
But the Gemara in Pei Gimel or whatever is very general.
But it's not in. It means
you have to make an
agreement. What would be the, if you took the Rama to Chuto, right? What would be the raya for the Rambam? The raya for the Rambam, your right, would be, meaning the first child of the Rambam, the Lashon Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is, 1 second, where was it? The Kulu Tanayim the Alma, all Tanayim in the world. You're right, that would support the Rambam. What would everyone else say? Oh, Kulu Tanayim, like this one. Right, so that is a good point. Right, that the, and then, it's always mutter, and you support that with the lachon of what cool the tanaim all tanaim means all tanaim which are the other or all tanaim which are bit shevi al tasa. Just the last sheet that is. I don't have.
Is this only psychological? Is it too lazy, or there's a real difference between the halos and the get?
Oh, that's a rough.
So give me a second. That's a rough second. Okay, the last shita is the Ran quotes. He doesn't really name it, but they seem to be a raya from Rashi and Pedalid. Because Rashi and Pedalid says something along the lines of that if I divorce my wife on condition she doesn't sleep with her brother or father or all kinds of uncommon things, then we don't suspect. What does that mean? Rashi says, what it means is she could remarry right away. We don't suspect she'll end up sleeping with her father and mess it up while I pray. Because, come on, that's a very unlikely scenario. What's that imply? That if I was sleeping with Tony, then she can't remarry because we always suspect she might mess up while I pray. Okay, even though that's biyada, Ashba's biyada, whether or not sleeping with Tony, and it's Shevi Al-Tase. So, therefore, they associate Rashi with the third shot in the Ran, what he calls the Machmirim in the, here it is. The Balamor also quotes a Yesh Omrim like that. Yeah, the Balamor quotes a Yesh Omrim like that, but we don't know who it is. So the Machmirim in the Ran, which is maybe Rashi. Rafi just gave us one line someplace. He doesn't quote explain it. He'll be a Tosus, Tosus, deal with what sleep with something. It'd be other and not be other. For all this, we're not getting into the details. Lemaisa, what does he say? He says the opposite of the Rambam, of the Chad of the Rambam. He says, no, it's always Oscar. It's always us remarrying until it goes time. We always worry it might get messed up. And therefore, whatever the tznai, you can't remarry until the tznai is fulfilled. Which basically means that it's a tznai that you never know it'll be fulfilled, she can never remarry, right? The very big hook. My divorce, my wife, on condition that she never go to the movies. Forgetting about what Abe pointed out that, you know, let's say I condition that she doesn't go to the movie for 10 years, right? So that avoids your problem with priestess. Then she can't get remarried for 10 years. Even though that she got tacit, she might forget to go to the movies. So we go there and can't get married for 10 years. That's a big fear of these machmir. That's a big fear of these machmir. Isn't that against a Mefurish Gemara on Daf? P. Gimel. So the Ron gives one answer and the Ramban gives another answer. You have to say that either start with the Ramban. The Ramban says, except the only tonight she can count on fulfilling is a t'nai that would be an avera for her and the other guy. For example, if I divorce my wife, Almanas, she never marries Reuben. Then, if she did marry Reuben, she would then retroactively not be divorced. So she would be committing Hishas Ish, and she and Reuben would both be Chayav Misa. So, even if she messes up with Gamre, why would Reuben do something that would be Chayav Misa? What are the odds that she will mess up and make herself Chayav Misa, and Reuben will also, what are the odds? Two Jews will end up doing such a big avera. That's slim. And therefore, maybe said the Ramban, not the Ramban Paskins this way, but for this Banda Omar, says the Ramban, no, there's one exception, which is, we're not coaches that two people will mess up and violate Ishish. We're coaches she might mess up and she'll marry someone else and then go to the movies and in the end have violated Ishish. We're not coaches that she and Ruby will both mess up. Only the only time, in which case it's fine, but a kulitzai the alma. Kulitzai the alma really wasn't kulitzai the alma, only a tnai of marrying someone else, meaning, it's not really much for kulitzai the alma, which is why no one else says this. Or, says the rock to this mandarin says we misunderstood that whole Gemara. Why do we misunderstand this whole Gemara? The whole Gemara paid that Pigimel wasn't talking about this issue, but Kalal. What are we talking about? Whether she can remarry before we know if she fulfilled this tznai because of a fear she might, because we're afraid she might mess up and mess herself up on Freya. That's not what the Gemara and Duffy Gibbles talk about. They're talking about whether the get is valid at all, even after fulfilling this tznai. What Reakiva meant is that even after she fulfilled this tznai, she can't remarry. Because since in the beginning she couldn't be married, even after, how you after fulfilling the tznai, I divorced my wife. And now she doesn't marry Reuben, and Reuben dies. Now the tznai is fulfilled, right? She hasn't married Reuben, and time's up. Rabbi Akiva says she still can't marry. It's still a puzzle get. It's a puzzle get fundamentally, not just a zikira for both of them. It's possible to get forever. And that's all the Gemara meant. He says, no, the Gemara never meant she could remarry before Kiyom HaTznai. No, that was a discussion that everyone got confused about. That was discussing something entirely different. Whether she can remarry after Kiyom HaTznai. If I say you're divorced on condition that you know you don't go to the movies for a year. If the year ends, she didn't go to the movie. Can she remarry now? Then the Gemara said, of course you can remarry. Don't be ridiculous, Rabbi Akiva. His chiddush wasn't that she can't remarry until we clarify it. That even after we clarify it, she can't remarry. That's a big fish.
But you have to be allowed
that? That, what?
What did he hold like Rabbi Eleza in the Mishnah?
No, he was against Rabbi Eleza. That's the point. You're trying to explain why Rabbi Eleza wrong. Rabbi Eleza says a valid get. Almanas, you never married a roommate. And he said, no, you may never marry a roommate. Oh, you may have thoughts. You can tell me every get outside is not valid even after the tznai is fulfilled, but we're talking about a totally different opinion.
but that she can remarry after Kiyamat's not. And if you say, why are we discussing remarrying after Kiyamat's not? Is that the most obvious thing in the world she can marry after Kiyamat's not? Yes, it is. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is so ridiculous. Because he was saying she can't remarry after Kiyamat's not just because she couldn't remarry before Kiyamat's not. And it's not Rabbi Akiva saying something super duper radical and out of hand. No, don't go that far.
That doesn't force you to mark, but you can't remarry until after he dies. I mean, we have the case of you can't, you know, she's Mugureshes when he dies or right before he dies. Isn't that the same kind of thing? That sort of it's nigh everyone holds you can marry.
Yes, it's that, but it's a pyramid of Rikiva. Right, that's why it's a pyramid of Rikiva. You're right, the whole second is a pyramid of Rikiva. And if not, the whole set is a pyramid of Rikiva. Rabbi Akiva lived before they wrote the Masechus. Okay, so just let's review the halakha l'maisa that comes out. Let's see the halakha l'maisa. Right? Can she remarry before Kiyomat's night? And so may that you don't have to worry because we'll fill the time of a prayer. Either yes or yes, if Tanai is biyada, or yes, if Tanai, they actually has to be Shevi Al-Tasa and biyada. To the Shevi Al-Tasa, we have someone else, then that other person might decide to mess her up. Tanai, Shevi, Tanai, biyada, is Shevi Al-Tasa. Yes, if the Tanai is biyada, is Shevi Al-Tasa. Or, no, in any circumstances. Okay, those are the four things.
What's the sort of thing you can even make it to my
Lachora, that's a great question. We'll have to hopefully we'll deal with that before you think. But the simple shot is, and it's definitely true in at least standard case, B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, right? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu made it say, B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, they would get the Eivar Yarden if. Right, how to say Trans Jordan, right? Trans Aver Jordan Yarding. They would get the Trans Jordan if they went before their brethren to fight the war, and they wouldn't do that. So we see that you can make Talos on time. And if it's good enough for it to make another neighbor, then most of it's good enough for Plony and Plonus.
Is that what you mean, like with Momon? How can you then make the jump?
So the Gemara assumes that it's the same thing. Okay. They just assume that that's not a problem. The last thing I want to mention, which the Rav sort of deals with a little here, is what is the nature of the machlokas in these 4 days? So the simple shot is that these 4 days are arguing about practical judgment. After all, before this only did Rabbanan, right? It's a denying Zerot. When do we make zero up to? When do we suspect something? When do we not? So, you and I couldn't necessarily have, if we were given a blank shot, we couldn't necessarily fill in everything Chazal making zero, not making zero. Because they use their judgment. They have better judgment than us. And they just have to make a judgment call. So the simple shot is they're just arguing about the judgment call of how much are we worried or worried. From always yes to always no to depending on the circumstances. That's certainly one possibility. The other possibility is that perhaps they're arguing at something a little more longish, which is, how does the Tanai really work? Is it that the Chalos is created by the Kiyam HaTanai retroactively? Or is that the Chalos is there, but the Bittul HaTanai prevents the Chalos perhaps? That is a longish machlokas, which we saw in the next book of Rashi, hopefully. So maybe, if something's very practical, you can never prove it's a longish machlokas. Either you're the Rav and you just assume that without bothering to even question yourself, or you can't prove it, but maybe it's a practical machlokas, maybe it's more of a longish machlokas, and it depends how you look at tonight. The way you look at tonight is there's no the gerushin is caused by the Tanai, then you would say, well, don't get remarried until you have a gerushin. If you look at it, the gerushin is there, but the Tanai can undo the gerushin. The Tanai can block and prevent the gerushin, like we saw in the Shavarach in the next apology.
then maybe you'll say, look, the gay ritual is there. Why not get remarried? Why be okay? Something will block, right? Meaning, if you don't have a heter yet, don't use a heter until you have it. If you have a heter, but it might be withdrawn, the heter and assume it won't be withdrawn. So maybe there's a bit of a longish machlokas. So it could just be a practice. What's the assumed machlokas? The assumed machlokas could be just practical. What we're worried and what we're not worried. No, don't figure what we're not worried. We need judgment. Or maybe it can be a longish machlokas about the way tonight works. Our sort of intuition initially, if someone said there was a divorce on tonight, how would we think? That if this happens, then you're divorced. That's not a mix of divorce. But what did the Rosh say in the Shulchan Aruch on the next Megorachi? Says, no, there's a total divorce. The Tznai can undo the divorce, block the divorce.
Everything's the same with the Kumba.
Which is exactly what the Rosh says in the Shulchan. Right? If you look at, now, I'm not going to say exactly the way the Rosh said, I admit, but let's just say, if you look at it as there is a Yerubin, which the Bithla Tznai can block, then maybe it makes more sense to say, here if you say there is a full halos gershin, but bittel hatznai can undo it. The full halos gershin, bittel like undo it. Don't be angry. Don't worry that it will be undone. If you say no, the bittel hatznai causes the Chalos Gershin, then it might make more sense to say, well, you don't have a Chalos Gershin yet. Maybe you shouldn't be doing anything until you have that. Until you have that Chalos Gershin. Or if you want to say, something in the middle, you could say, here's the Rav suggests. I personally think it's a big Kiddush. He suggests to explain the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran and, okay, post the truth is going on also, and I'm sure we could add more. We can add more bliss. There's no point. He says that maybe it depends on what kind of tznai. When you make it, maybe there's two kinds, maybe there's a longish difference between two kinds of tznai, not just practical. When I make it tznai, Kumba say, you're divorced if you give me 200 zuz. What I'm saying is the divorce will be created by the 200 zuz. If I say you're divorced, I'll manas that you never remember proving, then what I'm saying is there's a divorce. It's just that marrying Reuven will undo the divorce. Okay, that could be a practical difference between us. Come on, Tasa, the Rav is suggesting maybe this is the Rosh said this as well. Says the Rosh here. In 8-9, the Kumba say, yes, that the Tznai, the Kiro, has Tznai causes the Gershin to, they work in different language ways. In a Tznai, Bishengi Al-Tase, you have to say, there is Gershin. But, a bit of Hatznai can undo it. And Makora, what you would say here is that why is there a difference to be able to not be able to? Okay, that's, unless you want to say it's also a longish difference, but that's a little harder to say. That's just a practical judgment. I mean, they in between ones make a lot of sense based on just a practical judgment. This would just be a practice judgment. Okay. One case is likely, one case is not one likely. Here, you can also say it's just a practical judgment. Maybe. So what do we see here? The whole thing would just be practically. Are we always worried? Are we never worried? Are we sometimes worried? And if so, exactly when not? Or no, maybe it'd be something more local going on here. This later on looked at things. They didn't just look at the world and say, practically, how worried are we? They first looked at the world and say, conceptually, what's going on? And then let's figure it out. If conceptually what's going on is a Gershon with a possible reversal, then shouldn't go ahead and look at, hey, if what's going on, if there's no Gershon until something happens, then it makes sense. And I don't mean chronologically. And a lot of it's all up there. I mean, conceptually, then it makes sense. If there's no Gershon yet, don't rely on it. And whatever the middle sheet does, those might just be vendor using practical judgment. It might be that maybe there's two kinds of tonight. If I say a positive tonight works one way, a negative tonight works the other way, why would that be? Maybe a knowledge took in the Torah. That's the Torah's example of a positive tonight. Torah only had a positive tonight, and right? Being on Ruben is a positive tonight. Sota is a positive tonight. Right? If you committed adultery, you'll explode. And if you're not, then nothing will happen. Right? But it could be they understood that a negative time must not work in the same way. They extrapolated the negative time would work in the opposite way. Okay, so you can't promise anything. But I understood that maybe there's really something longish going on in this Machlokas Rishon.
That the curve out the rationale of the Shiva doesn't from not saying because really the way Tanayim work is the same, and it's not Gorb and I set up the just who's so pretty sure that the quenter prime, the Shiva Al Tasa is a key of it's not. That so the moment that she hadn't married someone else, she wasn't kind of that.
And
that would be the rationale that she does so because really it is Gorb and I set up.
That is a very, very good point. It's interesting, the Rav didn't say that, even though that was in the Rav Chaim, I think it was a Rav Chaim in practice. So maybe saw it, didn't see it. But that's a very good power. Rav Chaim is a big fish. Right? Rav Chaim says, when there's a time, Shiva Al Tasa, you were actually mechaim it by refraining for 1 second. Mm-hmm. And you just have to like keep being mechaim it. But that's true. Based on the Rav Chaim, that was a Rav Chaim in the Grach Al Shas. Just Mark right before this. So you can have you can say a different part. You can say like the Grach Al Ashans said by the where were we? Where is this in the Gemara? Ayin Gimel and Aleph, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. By the Notch, etc. Like the Grach Al Ashur, right after the Upin. Like the Grach Al Ashaf and not Ayin Gimel and Aleph, you could say, in 8:9, Bikum Ba'asei, there's no Kiyom until she does it. But in 8:9, Bishay, the Altaseh, it's Mekuyam Miyad. That's a tremendous thing. If I say on condition that you don't, now here's a little tricky, isn't it? You see, the Rav Chaim only works if I don't give a time limit. That's gonna be a little tricky. Okay, the Rav Chaim admits if I say you don't go to the movies for a year, there's no kid for the year. It's only if I say you don't go to the movies that it's a kid right away. So then, now I'm a little less convinced. And then we have restricted to only Shiva Al Tasa without a defined time.
Which is this
case. Would you work in that case? I just don't know if that's the joke for you. Okay, we'll leave this in parentheses because, you know, we only need certain Shiva Al Tasas. Okay, we'll leave that in parentheses. Maybe at least there are times finished. If I don't say a time, I just say you don't go to the movies. I obviously mean for the rest of your life. But I don't say a specific time. So therefore, if you don't go to movies for 1 day, right? I'm going to be that much flying merits. Quite possibly. Again, putting all your pieces aside because they asked that later in the war on the sheet, and we're pretending we don't know that yet. Okay, it could be, but you have to restrict it. Okay.
One question about how scary can you make prayer work in these? I think that the full color is scary clear. What were you going to say? What really until you have the love?
It's Lafreya. The question is she divorced, but she can be undivorced from Lafreya? Or is she married, but she can be divorced from Lafreya? Which, again, chronologically is the same thing. conceptually, either way is equally one. Right? Either way, something's happening in La Praia. You can't deny that there's retroactivity. But is that she's divorced, but retroactively can be not divorced? She's not divorced, retroactively can be divorced. But that's impossible.
It's strange that it's that retroactive work. It's if you say here in the court of the Galician, then it's here.
Okay. Welcome to the world of retroactivity. Okay. We are ready to actually move on to the Gemara. Let's go. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. What are we up to? We're up to the sixth line. Obviously, he said you're doing it in 30 days. You did it in 30 days. Yes, if not, not. What's there? What is Mishnah? Tell us. But he could have had me that when he said 30 days, he didn't really mean it. He was just trying to encourage her to pay as soon as possible, but he didn't mean it. Anyway, I say you better pay within 30 days or else. I would really be very happy to get the money in 31 days. I would prefer him to pressure you a little. So you might have thought that obviously he's equally happy to get the money in 31 days. If he's to get the money, that's what he meant, and he meant what he said. I'm assuming only a mic should see done, right? The guy asked for his instalus, his fancy book of some sort, and it got lost, destroyed, so she could give money instead. What's of money combined with instalus just as good? My time is coming to do Katani Mansa. What is the Mishnah talking about that makes this Mansa relevant? We have to be talking about one instead. We've just been talking about doing it tonight. At the end, Mishnah and Amar La Menashtin needs the Lisi for Avdei Talisa. It's the Lisi Davka Amar La saying the Chabamim saying Davka the Itzalis and not monetary equivalent. And we're showing a little over cheating laws somehow. No, the monetary equivalent counts. But Amar showing a Leal Maisa now see on the Ash Trouble Isha was again from Nashtin is Lisi for Avdei Talisa. Amar Chabam Tiflo as somehow. Then it makes sense to bring the story. Because that supports his version, and obviously, I would say that story didn't happen, or you know, maybe if it did happen, that posting was wrong. What if he says, I'm going to 200 zos, is that good enough? He buys the rabbanon. He buys the rishonim of the elds. He buys the rabbanon. Ad kalos ba'amir rabbanon hasam elodlo akla. Even according to the Rabbanan say it's no good to give money. Even that, because it wasn't mocha. He says, I want my instalist. But if he was mocha, they'd admit, oh, Dilma, Filor Shvag, or maybe he was showing him Lita, even though he says you don't have to fill it completely, that's only because she gives him the equivalent. But if she gave him nothing, it wouldn't work, so he reports any value for all the Tanaim. So, Amrlei, this is a question that Ravasi is Rioja, and there's an answer. Amrlei, in the Reshus, but doesn't work. That's it. Done. That's the Psak Halacha. Eisve, we have a Kasha. Omer, Chavir, Kodom, Shatanana, Li, Em, Iatanosi, Livni, Korechad, Shalpidim, Shechavir, Chogayin. A guy says, okay, it's a little funny that he's pressuring him this way. He says, I make a neder, I'm also about none of you. We're never going to have anything to do with each other again if you don't give my son a core of chitin and tukham yisuf yayin. Rav Meir Omer, also Rav Meir says, no, the tanaim is dafka. And there's an isra not unless he gives him this amount. And the assumption is, he can be mocked to this neder. He can just be mocked to this neder automatically. But Omer, he could say, you know what? It's as if I received it. I'm as good as having received it. Here it's a stira. We just paskin l'kuliyama bein rashvag l'chora bein l'chachamim. That mechila does work for the countless fulfilling it tonight. Tonight is davka. You can't be money. Here we see it's a tonight. Both keys are tonight. Here it's an al tonight. Here we see that mechila doesn't need any more, and that's good enough. So the answer to the stira is pasha. The difference is, what's the reason for the tnai? By the absolute word, by the neder, it was for Havracha. I did not want to cause you to lose the poor feet in the shape of Yisya'i. Just my son needed it. It was only to fulfill my needs. So it's only to fulfill my needs. Then if I say ki'ilus gabalti, meaning my needs are already fulfilled, then that's a kima that's tonight. I didn't mean you have to give. I don't. You have to fulfill my need. And if there's no need, then that's good enough. That's the hard part, but that's the game. But in Gittin, it now the Rishonim will talk about, we'll mention that maybe there's also an element of game, right? After all, I want my ancillus. But the Iker and Gibrishin, you know how Gibrishin is. Divorces can be a little unpleasant. Let's say he wanted her to lose out. He wanted to annoy her. He wanted her to lose. And therefore, even if he's mokel, says, I don't need an itzlus. You know what? I just was gifted a truckload of itzluses. And I have no need for the itzlus anymore. You know, I changed my style of dress and I don't want to wear an itzlus anymore. I don't need it. Nonetheless, I got a big itzlus. Nonetheless, the tnai wasn't fulfilled because he wanted her to lose the itzlus. The rechila, she hasn't lost the itzlus. And therefore, the tnai was not fulfilled. Okay, so what's the principle here? The principle here is, does mechila help for a tnai? If it's for harvacha, yes. If it's for tsar, no. Shalom Yisrael.
The whole point of tsar, I think Rashi says, because most people get divorced out of Ava, but the guy himself is saying, I don't mind. He's being mokel. So it's like, I've got rogue, there's, yeah.
Yes,
so
but we want to
sell out 8 steaks of kosher. And I say, no, that's the non-kosher.
No retroactivity. Yeah, no retroactivity in that. What I think today proves what I thought yesterday. We mentioned that in terms of the Ramban and others about Amlash Yir Ta'al. We don't care how he feels nowadays because people change their minds. We care what he meant when he said the Tznai. When I make a Tznai of Harvacha, what I mean is my needs should be fulfilled. I don't really care that much exactly how they're fulfilled, as long as they're fulfilled. What I mean is you should make sure my needs are fulfilled. That's what I meant originally by the tznai. So ki'ilus kabalti, that's good enough. But when I make a tznai of letzara, originally what I mean is that you should suffer me. And therefore, even if later on I'm mokel, it's not, I changed my mind. But originally the tznai meant you should suffer a little. And therefore, since you didn't suffer, it's not the key of the tznai. Doesn't matter how I feel now. Matters what I meant originally. And don't say how I feel now shows us what I meant originally. Because for that, you're saying very wrong.
But we say you're allowed to add or take away the mudnai, that concept of I now want something different.
Who says you're allowed to take away from your tzai? Who said you're allowed to take away from your tzai? The Gemara or Risha? Then no one said anything. Okay. So, but of course, we have to get into the Risha. What causes the Rishonim to be ma'ayin a little more in this, is that, what do we see from here? Basically, we see from here that you can't just erase its nine. Right? You can't just erase its nine. However, what do we see? We see in Ksubos that you can just erase its nine. What did the Gemara say in second? Okay. What did the Gemara say? Suber stuff. I am Dalit and Halif.
But just a throwaway line, like we have from Pei Dalit. The same.
Correct. Wait, it seems I haven't got any show to say. It's just a throwaway line in Halif and don't take it serious.
Yeah.
They don't take it serious.
Yeah.
So what do we have here? We have. I meant I didn't get one Halif. We have a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. We mentioned this earlier. It talks about animals. No. If I was a Kaddish woman, I'll deny. I'm a Kaddish woman in a condition. It doesn't say which conditions. Some typical conditions are that she doesn't have a mum, that she doesn't have any nidarim on her. I don't know what would be sort of the modern day equivalents. Yeah, I'm a Kaddish, on condition you don't have any debts. I don't want to be saddled with your debts. you know, on condition that, you know, you don't have any, you know, diseases you haven't told me about, et cetera. So the kitsch al tavi kinsa stam, and then I do the kinsa, the misuin stam. Rav amr tzir kamei get, Shmuel amr tzir kamei get. Rav says, now you need to get. What's the finish? Even if the wasn't fulfilled. Obviously, from a cottage to a woman on condition that, you know, there's nothing, that she doesn't have any undisclosed diseases, and she doesn't have undisclosed diseases. Obviously, we're married and she needs a get if she wants to marry someone else. Like this, even if that, highly cottage to a manas, you don't have any undisclosed diseases, right? And it, do the chuppah stam, and it turns out she gets AIDS. Yeah, well, one second. Rob says, nonetheless, you need to get, even though the tonight wasn't fulfilled. And Shmuel says, you don't need to get. Okay, Shmuel doesn't need to explain himself. If it's Kiddush not tonight, the tonight wasn't fulfilled, Rob needs to explain himself. I've been Kiddush not tonight, and walked with the Kiddush, he didn't fulfill it tonight. So, Amar Abaye, well, came a time to Rob Kiddush, the Kinsam, Huli Akhli. So I don't say, well, since I did Nisuin Stam, I was Mokal the tonight. Don't say I was Mokal the tonight. Ella, time of the Rav, Fisha ain't on most of the law, so the ilas nos. Rather, the reason is because since Nisa Yisua means also Bia, a person doesn't want to be a snus, and therefore, by doing the Bia, he's agreeing to marry her either way. Okay, so what do we have here in this line? That don't say, because he was mokal, what does that mean? Everyone understands that it doesn't mean don't say he was mokal tonight because there's no such thing as being mokal tonight. No, don't say he was mokal tonight by doing a chuppah stam. Just stam was mokal tonight. Okay, but there's such thing as that it was not tonight. So here we see there is such thing as mechilas tonight, but in our Gemara, right? It sounds like there is no such thing as mechilas tonight, and the Rambam takes this very seriously. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek, what is it, Zayin Halacha Chaf Gimel? The Rambam takes this very seriously. Let's look at the Rambam in Ishos Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Gimel. Says Hamikadosh al tonight bechazer achar kol yom bital tonight. Remember, we're not discussing here. Let's just make sure we're not confused. Because there's a whole being there, Harlem, who wasn't confused. We're not talking that if I'm do something else tonight, and then I want to be Vatal Chalos. I'm Makat Shaltai, say, I want to be Vatal Kedushin. The Gar Shaltai, I want to be Vatal again. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the opposite. I'm Makat Shaltai, and I say, I'm a Vatal Kedushin. I just want to be married regardless. I'm a Vatal Kedushin, and I want to be married unconditionally. I'm Gar Shaltai, I said, I'm Vatal Kedushin. I want to be divorced unconditionally. Right? Like the cases that the Rosh discussed, etc. You know, I'm a kaddish you, I'm a nas that your father buys me a dira. Yeah. And I say, you know what, I'm a vaplatai, I just want to be married unconditionally. Or a kaddish you, right, I'm a nas that you give me $1 million. I say, you know, forget $1 million, I just want to be done with this. We're divorced. So, can you be a vaplatai, says the Rambam, I'm a kaddish you, I'm a vaplatai, I'm a vaplatai, even though you did it in private without Edom, meaning without Edom, you're not doing a new Kiddush. There's no Edom. You're just being Vatal Tanai. Vatal Tanai, you're Kiddush Tam. You're Vatal Tanai, you're unconditional marriage. That's when the man made the time. What the woman made the time? A bit more so, then she has the right to be Vatal. I mean, obviously, the other person can be Vatal Tanai. That would be unfair. If I say, I'm a Kaddush the girl, I'll manas that she gives me $1 million. She can't be vatal tonight. No, it's her obligation. Only I can be vatal tonight. But if she made a sign, I'm a kaddish or I'll manas that I, you know, buy her a mansion, then she can be vatal tonight. Vatal tonight, etc. And therefore, we're in the wrong case, right? He tells us where he gets. He practically tells us the dot, right? The feed up of a kaddish or tonight, the kana stam or baal stam. I raise the street again. I'll be on the time. It's night. Shema bital hatznai kishabal o kishet anas. Right? That means that there's bital hatznai. And therefore, she needs a get because maybe it was an absolute kiddush. Okay, says the Rama, there's such thing as bital hatznai. And that's what is going on in the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas proves there is such thing as being Mevatel Etznai. Okay, who argues on the Rambam there? Who says there's no such thing as being Mevatel Etznai in Ksubas? What? The Rashba. The Rashba says you misunderstood the Gemara. Which you read the Gemara Pshuto. But the Gemara didn't mean what it says here, Pshuto. What did the Gemara mean there when Abaye says, don't think he was mokal the Tznai? He doesn't mean you do such thing as nullifying a Tznai. What did Abaye mean according to the Rashba? That maybe.
No.
Says the Rashba there. He says, meaning what? The Gomar Uba'a L'Shem Kiddushin Gemurin, and he did Kiddushin Bia. Meaning, Mechilas Sinai means Kiddushin Bia. Don't think that because he got married Stam, he did a new Kiddushin Bia. Right? But there's no Havni to Bitla. It's not. The Lashon of Bitla Vayim Ksuba just means Kiddushin Bia. It doesn't mean Bitla. It's not. And Tosos says the same thing. Tosos there in Ksubos says, almost as Mokhtar Pasha in the world, he says, right? How can you just be mokal? How can you be mokal? You can't undo it tonight. You can't just be mokal tonight. It's obvious there's no such thing. It says rather what it means is you should be up. Or, difference in him and the Rosh, which has his back entirely in Mara there, which is not feeling it. Or maybe Kofa could also be a Maisa Kiddush, even without Bia. But it's a new Kiddush. Basically, what a Tosos and the Rashba say in Ksubas, we're talking about a new kiddushin, not a bitla tznai. And what are the same Ksubas? We're talking about a bitla tznai and not a new kiddushin. Let's just see who on our Makor sheet agrees with who. Every Rishon in the world, but the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. Both in Hilchos Ishos, he says, no, you need Bithel Tznai Be'edim. You need Edim, but it's the Bithel Tznai, and also the Ravid quoted by the Rashba and the Ran there in Ksubas also agrees that even without Bia, even without a new Maisa Kedushin, you can be Mevatel, you can be Mokel a Tznai. And the Ran there also seems to, his Maskana seems to agree with the Rambam. Okay, that's good enough for now. Let's just
what's going on with interesting question? Can you be Mevatel Tznai or can you not be Mevatel Tznai? So, who do we have here? We had the Rashba and Tosos, although Tosos does not go through all the chas and try to be Yashma for things. Tosos doesn't give us a general programmatic statement of exactly when you can do what. So we'll have to go with the Rashba. But here we have Ksubos. I need Gimel Lamed Aleph. What is the Lashon there? Akuli Akuli Litznai. Meaning there is such thing. There is such thing as getting rid of a Tznai. And then the halos will be unconditional, right? Again, what do we say, right? That if the guy ends up moving, bring the girl into his house, who's Michael this tonight? What does it mean by this? So here we have two brothers, we have the Rambam and the Ravid, who say, extra levatel, and we have the Rashba and Tosfos, who say no? Efshar levatel tznai, and the kavvana of Abaye kiddushin le kiddushin, right? Okay.
Right, that's what it means. The lotion of Lagnado. The lotion is multiple attack means in his head he has multiple attacks, so he made an infusion. But you can't resurrect the old Kalos by the Mokal Tzai. And the Rabbi writes, so you can't resurrect the old Kalos by the Mokal Tzai. That's the Machlokas between them. Now, how does this fit into our Gemara? There are two Gemaras in Shas about being, there are only two Gemaras in Shas, best of my knowledge, about being Mokal Tzai. One is back Gemara, which just says you can Mokal Tzai, but it's Machlokas, whether it really needs it or not. The other is our Gemara. What did our Gemara say? Ah, it depends if it's harvacha or tsar. Right, it depends if it's harvacha or tsar. So, so how does that fit in with our Gemara? So said the Rashba, and we'll go with the Maskara Rashba. Says the Rashba, he says that you can never undo a tsar. If I say you're married al tanai, even though I say forget the tanai, I want to undo my tanai, I take back my tanai, I'm mindful my tanai, it doesn't matter. If the tanai is not fulfilled, you're not married. All I can do is do a new kiddush. And then it's all the Gemara meant. The Gemara just exactly what caused the new kiddush. The fact that I did a chuppah stam or the fact that I did a bia. You're right, the new kiddush. How did that tie into our Gemara? So we'll go to Maskana the Rashba. The Maskana the Rashba says, he says, with one exception, Tnai laharbachos mamon. When the Tnai is to make money, right, to receive money, that's money or monetary value. But when one of the Tnai is to receive monetary value, then I can say, Hilu hiskabalti. And the fact that I view myself as having already received it is a key of the Tnai. After all, when a tznai is for monetary benefit, then when I don't mean davka, will you give me this monetary benefit? Rather, what I mean is, you will satisfy my lack. You will satisfy my need. So if I say I don't have a need anymore, then that is good enough. What does he do with our Gemara? Right, get it. I am dollar of a base, right here. What does he do with getting $9 of a base? He says the Rashba, except for Tanai Harbachas Mamo, meaning that a stam, the Tanai in Subas is not a Tanai Harbachas Mamo. How do I know? You can't know, but since the context of Subas there, is generally tnaim about the past, not the future. Movement, that's what the parent is talking about. And that's what the Almanashi will be learning tomorrow. They've been discussing in the context in the Gemara Ksuba. It's like, for example, it's come right at Bermish. Dot, dot, dot. So at that kind of time, you're not giving me money. I just want you to not have any hidden issues. But if Harbachas Mamon, then, except for tonight, Harbachas Mamon, we can say, and it counts as Higum. That's right. He can say Kilo Skabalti, and Kilo Skabalti counts as Kilo Matsai. And that's what our Gemara means. It's not our Bachelor's moment, the one exception. You can never forego Matsai. Matsai is immutable. With one exception, it's our Bachelor's moment, Kilo Skabalti counts as Kabbalah. And that's what we're saying. The daughter in the case was Harbachas Mamon, so the cat came at nine. You might have thought it's true by the Messiah says, but kind of in Gibrashen, there's an element of Tzai, so it's not the pure Tzai or Harbachas Mamon, and therefore, it, saying Kilos Kabbalti doesn't help. Because it's not a Tzai of pure Harbachas Mamon. I believe it's not pure Harbachas Mamon.
Or you say, I perceive
my the payment I wanted to put on here. It's enough already.
No,
there's value element to this.
No, I haven't. I wanted to make you suffer by losing 200 Swiss. I can't say it's as if so I could say it's as if I have no longer have a need. I can't say
I no longer desire to make you suffer.
I know. So then you say, I no longer desire to get out there alone. I no longer desire to get out there and enter. I no longer desire for the Mets to win the World Series. Then you go, what I'm saying is that when the tonight is that I want, okay, when the tonight is that I want something to happen, then I can't say to you what happens. When the tonight is that I want something to happen to someone else or to be true of someone else or happen in the world, I can't say to you, it's I don't have the ability to say you suffered as it. But when the tonight is that I should be satisfied, then I'm out of control of my own satisfaction. Right? Good life lesson for all of us. You want a good life hack? Here's a good life hack. That my happiness doesn't depend on what anyone else does for me. My happiness depends on myself and deciding to be Samantha Pelko and to rejoice with what I have and live my life. So that life hack comes from this Gemara according to the Rashba, right? Says the Rashba, if the tonight is that you suffer, or that you not having a dorm, or you not having movement, or the next many world cities, or winning tomorrow, or agreeing, or any of the other tonight mentioned in Shas, then it's not up to me to say it's as if. But I can't control the as if for the rest of the world. Only the tonight that we can have. Not that we can, only that we're receiving something. That I can decide, right? If you remember the what's it called? The part of the parsha, Torahites, right? Last week. I can decide that I am as good as if I had received 200 Swiss. Okay? That's the function. Really, it's not really about philosophy. It's really about umdva. When a person says that tonight that they're receiving something, they mean that I am satisfied, I have a level of satisfaction received. When a person says that tonight about something else, someone else, they mean a davka.
What if someone says, I give you a get on condition that you suffer by going to get my coat? Like, what if the condition is the fact that the man wants to see his son?
Then even more so, if she doesn't, you can't say, I'm happy about it. You can't say, you can't say, I'm okay. Sorry, I'm
okay. So what is that you want her to suffer? Except it's not indirectly, oh, get me my coat because I want to suffer. I want you to suffer.
I mean, that's Koshkin. Our Gemara sends him, if I stop say, give me my coat, I want you to suffer. So Koshkin would be the same thing if I said, I want you to suffer. It would be the same thing.
He wants to have a Rabbana, but he says that's the way the Kula works. Like, if you got it and gave it back, that's the mechanism.
Correct. That the truth is that here, I was thinking whether to get into this. I decided not to get into this. There's so many other things we want to get into, and it's already May 15th. But that's an interesting question. Oh, take this Rashba, but you could read the Rashba in two ways. Okay, now you, I mean, that forced me to, now you mentioned. That you could take this Rashi one of two ways, which I'm not getting into now. But does he mean that this is all a matter of umdana? When I say al menas yiron in the darim, I mean not in the darim. When I say al menas my father agrees, I mean father agrees. When I say al menas that you have tzar, I mean you have tzar. But when I say al menas you give me 200 zoras, I mean al menas have the happiness of or the satisfaction of someone received 200 zoras. And is it umdana or is it something longish? Because when it comes to giving me money, I can say it's as if I received and give it back to you, and that's why you don't have to give it to me. When it comes to you having tsar, there's no way to give it back. When it comes to my father agreeing or having daughter taking it back, money is funny because after all, I could say, give me 200 zoras, I'll give it right back to you. Then you haven't given me 200 zoras, but you have. So maybe I could just skip the middle and say, so yes, I am hard day in the rich, specifically, not in anyone else. Only in the Rashba, yes, I'm entirely based on the Rav Chana. We mentioned that Rav Chana at the beginning of the year, right? When did we mention the Rav Chana?
Last year.
Or maybe even last year. I'm trying to remember when that came up. And from Basra. Okay. So, because of a omdana of what he meant when he said it, or, and Rav Chana is based on his language, he goes to Balti, or,
based on a willingness of Ki'ilu Kibel, the hexer of skipping a middleman. Then I can say it's as if he came between I did the back.
The case of the Dharma, it's that it should give my child.
Okay,
so it's hard to say that he received and he gave back.
Okay, so you just have to assume that he didn't mean you make a transaction with my child. He means you give it to me, you know, by giving it to my child, you know, in the economy, something like that. I mean, you have to assume that he didn't mean a child of like an independent entity. He just means like you give it to my kid to bring home, or you give it to my kid, but I would have given it to my kid for me. It worked out. Anyway, Lamaisa, let's go ahead.
That's the thing that said
I'm not sure it's the same. They're both based on the fact that you can return money and you can't return other things, but then they're saying different among their sakes. You know, that fact is not what's interesting. No, I also know that fact that you return money. What's interesting is what you do with the fact. And then I don't think it's the same thing. Although, maybe you'll surprise me. Let us go of Vayter for a moment. This is the Rashba. Basically, saying is that the Harvah is the exception. Every other time, there's no such thing as a Marvah. Only the Harvah is an exception because Ki'ilu is it's Ki'ilu, you fulfilled the time. What he's saying is you can never erase this time. But sometimes, you can Ki'ilu fulfill it. What's the Yisod? What's the love that she's told here is that you can't undo it tonight. You can't say, no, I'm taking back the time, going in the garbage. But you can fulfill it with Ki'ilu, as they say nowadays, right? It makes that what they need to kill your but Ki'ilu nowadays. You can Ki'ilu fulfill it. And where do I get the washing of Ki'ilu from? The Mishnah. Okay. Now let's look at the Rambam. That is the Ravid. What about the Rambam? What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam seems to take this very seriously and say, the Rambam seems to take it very seriously and say, you can be vatal anytime you want. Right? He says very, very generally, you can be vatal. He doesn't restrict it to Harvachas Mamo. Agav, I'll point out, the Rashba has like a Havamina. He says something and then he says Epsher. All the later Rishonim and Achronim quote the Epsher. This is what's gone that they understand him. At first he says, or maybe you can do this Ki'ilu Kabbalti, but any positive tonai about the future. Not by you have the Dharmial moment. That's a tonai about the past. How can I say Ki'ilu the past was different than it was? And not by a negative tonai. If I say, I'm announced that you never insult my father, I can't say, Ki'ilu, you never insulted my father if you did. But any positive tonai in the future, I will not redo X in the future. I could say, I'm saying that you did X. It let me assume that anytime I'm asking you to do a contact in the future, that's the equivalent of Harvachas Mama, meaning it's not Mama, it's Harvacha, Rinshit. You know, I want you to do something to make me happy in the future. I'm equivalent to happy. Okay, that's just how we are. As long as it's not very different, right? I would say, the Havamina, I think it's more than the Havamina, but the Efsharut Mishona, the Rashba, is that except for a Tnai of Asiyat Davar. A Tnai of Asiyat Maaseh. A Tnai of doing something, not a Tnai of being something. I can't say to you when you are what you're not. If I say, tonight you don't have the dark, you can't say, Ki'ilu, you don't have the dark. It's a fact. If I say, Almanas, you never slap me in the face, I can't say, Ki'ilu, you didn't slap me in the face if you did. But if I say, Almanas, you cook me an omelet,
Almanas, you wear a dress every day. Almanas, you whatever. Since I was going to do something to make me happy, then I can say, when you did it, and I'm totally happy. But I think Alpilum is just an expansion of Harbalas Mamon. I think clearly you wouldn't be able to say what I said. Okay, but we'll leave that. Where I can say, Ki'ilu his kabalti, hanoas ma'asezo, and it counts as kibatzah. We're not dealing with that so much now. Let's go back to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says two things. In Hilchos Ishos, he says, you can just be in Batal any time. In Hilchos Gerushin, he talks in Hilchos Gerushin also. In what context? In the context of something from Amud Aleph. What do we have in Amud Aleph? Remember, we had a machlokes, whether giving to someone's heirs after they pass away counts as giving to them or not. Right? So said the Rambam. We never saw the Rambam's Psak, because the only interesting thing about the Rambam's Psak was probably it's relevant to arson, not to that subject. But what did the Rambam say in Parakes of Hilchos Gerushin? Halacha, Chaf, Gimel. He starts by saying something not so interesting. He's passed like majority opinion to none. How is it get the Hanach's Titanly, please, Tony, obey it, Tony, but the, oh, sorry, the, I was mixing two rounds. So in our case, he's talking about the Itzlis, right? Rosh Bagan Chachamah. Who does he paskin like? We know who he paskins like. What's the rule? What's the rule? Allah has like Rosh Bag, except for
your case. Raya Achrona.
Right? Sidon and Raya Achrona. Okay. Sidon is our case. It's one of the three cases Allah is not like Rosh Bag. So we obviously don't paskin like Rosh Bag. Raya Achrona, by the way, doesn't mean the last. I mean, there's two machlokos about bringing troops in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, the first machlokus and the second machlokus, and the halacha like Rosh Bag, except for the second machlokus, not for you. Anyway, how to get on Ashi Titan, Lee Plony, a beggar, Plony, over those sorts of things, you lose the, it's less, also a beggar, don't make that. Obviously, also, Ellis, those, even if you get the thousands, those more than a fair price, and you'll get a shit also, you have to give the, it's less, not money. Oh, also, beggar, also, oh, Ashi, Bapal, it's nine, or he's been Bapal, it's nine, meaning he could be Michael. The Itzelis. Now, that seems to be against our Gemara. It's consistent with Hilchos Ishos. He can be involved in it and say, you know what, I don't need the Itzelis. That's the counter against our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? That, no, if it's Sa'ar, then you cannot be Mabatel. Right? And when a man divorced his wife and says she gave him something that looks or a kamakabi. And if that was not good enough, then in the next Gemara seems pretty clear that, you know, even if Bag says you need money, then I'll come say it has to be it's looks to looks or a kamakabi. So the why is the Rambam sort of so consistent between Vater and Ichnai? Even against our Gemara. And let's contrast that with another Rambam. Says the Rambam in Perikkes, Halach Kaf Aleph. This is, Harizu Gidah Mash Chitni Masayim Zod, Mekandra Tosh Yom, Nasa Mishkal Kotum Yom, Midaita Rizim Gresh, Lachmi Edim Gureshes, Nasa Lachokme Yom Sekalim Zegah Pasul Midaita, Chazra Amun Tosh Tosh Yom, Arim Kula Lachmi Mo Kala Tosh Yom, tonight. So then, what did the Rambam say? If he's mocha between the dush, he's migureshes. Because the sign wasn't fulfilled. That's coming out of the Gemara. But somehow, the Itzelis can be mocha, even though we're not really sure why the Itzelis should be any different than the 200 zus. Especially since the, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say it's less different than 200 zuz, right? The Gemara doesn't say, the body of the Gemara will come to the 200 zuz different than it's less. It's all the same. Okay, so we have to figure out shot in the Rambam. There are two basic drachim in the Rambam here. One, Derek, is if we look at the Pesach Mishnah quoting the Ran in Hilchos Ishos, or the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Ishos,
doesn't say any tremendous fiducia. He just points out that the Rambam is against the Rashi. So the Kesef Mishnah there quotes the Ran, who tries to give a Hezber for the Rambam. And what of the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Ran, explain the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos. He says, what's Tan in the Rambam? Tan in the Rambam is Ki'ilo Hiskabalti. Ki'ilo Hiskabalti. Basically, what's it say? He expands. When can you say Ki'ilo Hiskabalti? Not only Hagafas Mom. Not even only Asiyas Mindset. Any T'nai that's for my benefit, for my Hanah. Let's think about it. When I say to a woman, I'm Mekadisha or Manasseh, you don't have a mom. Why do I want her to not have a mom? Right, because I'm the policeman and I care about who has a mom in the world, right? Because I want the Hanah of her not having a mom. If I say, I'm not running the Dharam, why do I want her not having the Dharam? It's annoying to me if she has the Dharam, I want the Hanah of not having to worry about it. Meaning it's for my Hanah. It's a tonight for, yes?
Can't you make a difference? Lutzar is also for his bed. I mean, he's a cool person. He wants to bother her. So he's getting enjoyment for bothering.
Okay, fair. Interesting. You know, you're right, but you can understand how we cannot say that as well. This is the first order, come on, and second order. Right? So what will go to the Ran, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, or look at the Ran inside, explain the Rambam. He starts with the Ravid. Says the Ravid, that ilu hiskabalti, let me try to read to you, the lashon of the Ravid. Says the Ravid, that yokel shiyom harbeya ki ilu in a life the darin, ki ilu you don't have the darin, ki ilu you don't have the darin, right? Meaning he expands Ki'ilus Kabbalti. What the Rashi says, he restricts Ki'ilus Kabbalti to the case of literally Kabbalah and literally Arbachas Mamon. What does the Ravid do? No, the Ravid expands. Ki'ilus Kabbalti is anything that makes me happy. Again, you have to take first order making me happy. Ki'ilu, you don't have the Dharam. And that's how the Ran explains the Rambam as well. When the Ran explains the Rambam, he says, Kamen Shalaha Naso Hisna. That what he means is that I should be as happy as if you are. I see the mom and I think about it and I get to know you. Say, oh, this mom doesn't bother me. We don't have a mom. We use the word ki'ili, not a mom. But that is basically what he is saying. That it's all ilu hiskabalti, meaning what I say is that's clearly how the Ravid sounds when the Rashba quotes the Ravid, ki ilu ain't a life in the dark, and this is what the Ravid is trying to say for the Rama. So what are they saying? Ki ilu you don't have the dark. How would that explain our Mara? That explain our Gemara fine, says the Ravid. It says the Rambam, the Fi, the Ran, and the Kesef Mishnah. He says, it's not that you can undo it tonight. And tonight, but you can Ki'ilu fulfill it. You can fulfill it tonight, the Ki'ilu. Meaning, when I make it tonight, I'm building in a certain flexibility. You're a dead, we're not going to talk about it. Okay, I'm building in a certain flexibility. What I mean is not DACA X, Y, and Z. What's the limit of X, Y, and Z? What's the equivalent without having the dark? If I don't mind you're the dark, that's the equivalent without having the dark. What's the equivalent without having the moment? If in my eyes it's not, if I get, then either you don't have a moment. What's the equivalent of giving me, what's the equivalent of? You know, giving me money? If I'm giving me money, what's the equivalent of a manas that you wear, I don't know, a pretty dress every day? If I'm happy with the jeans and the t-shirt, Not so sincere. Okay, if I'm having Jesus,
that is good enough. What are they saying? They're saying that.
But he wants his Itzla back. He wants that back. She has his cloak.
Ah, he wants the Itzla back.
So
what?
You're only making an equivalent. Okay.
Give me a second. So what would you say? Harvacha doesn't mean dafka harvacha smol. Harvacha means lehanaso. That's the yisod. That's the yisod. That what do we mean? We mean that, how are they going to explain our Gemara? They explain our Gemara that any t'nai lehanasi. Who says it means harvacha moment or a positive thing? Any t'nai that makes me happy? Epsher lomar k'ilu. But in a t'nai, let's say a patron, e epsher limkol. Okay, that's what the rabbi did. The rabbi doesn't go back to her yard. That's good. Say Kikilu. Why did I say Kikilu's Kabbalah? It's for why not? Hey, fact, why not? I can say Kikilu's Kabbalah. And that's what makes sense. It's just that it didn't have laws. It's just that by Harvacha doesn't mean that for Harvacha. Harvacha means anything that's for my benefit, whether it's passive or active, whether it's in the future or the past, anything for my benefit. It's an undam. I said that tonight I meant this or equivalent. And therefore, you fulfill the equivalent because I'm equally happy. This or something that made me as happy. You is a side of the equivalent. I am a side of the equivalent. And that's why then that explains our Gemara. By Nadarim, it's about me being happy. So I can say Ki'ilu in the case of the Zach Nadarim. By Tsubas, it's about the woman not having a Nadarim, about me being happy. I don't care about her, I care about me. So therefore I could say Bikilu. Most time in the world around me being happy and Zikilu. The only exception is that tonight of Gabership of giving, there's an element of tsar. So the person also wants the lock closer a little, wants to annoy her a little. And therefore I can't say Kiilu. And the difference between the Rambam, of course, this era, and the Rashba is technical. They both agree that a t'nai is about my benefiting, and except for what I'm suggesting. They both agree that a t'nai for my benefit, I can say to Elu. Questions? What scenario can I say to Elu? Only me actually gaining money, I can say to Elu? Or I'm suggesting any action which has to be taken on my behalf, I can say to Elu? Or anything that's about me, I can say to Elu, whether it's passive or active, whether it's past, present, or future. Then what is Nika according to this child of the Rambam? Nika. Nika. Ishus Zayin Kaf Gimel, because Mistama in Kavanas Tsar, the Kiddim Shemarim will be Mekadish. Kavanas to be the Tsar. Mekadish, everyone wants to be happy. Right? Nika. Gerushin, Ches Kavalev, E. Epshar, Linfol, the Messiah Zuz, Nishon, Dilitz Ura Kamatabe, as our Nar said. What's not so Nika? What? No, you mean Kaf Gimel, no?
Kaf Gimel.
What? That's right, because that's like the Gemara said, it's for Tsar. Didn't the Gemara say the Messiah was with Tsar? So it's for Gimel, that's Pasha, Geirushin, Fast of Gimel, Lama, Afshar, Livatel, Tanai, the Instalus. That's difficult. After all, the Instalus was with Tsar. Why can we battle the Tanai and Instalus? And in order to defend the Rambam, we're going to have to be super nitta. Who's super nitta? Is it me super nitta or someone who lived many hundreds of years ago? whose initials are Mem Mem.
Yeah, the Magid Mishnah.
Yeah, that's not really sufficient. Says the Magid Mishnah, you see how the Magid Mishnah is jumping onto this bandwagon. The Magid Mishnah says, how can it be that you can invite the Lefnayim Etzlis? You can't say, Ki Yilus Kabalti by Etzlis, it's Mutzar. He doesn't say all this. What does the Magid Mishnah say? Says the Magid Mishnah, where's the Magid Mishnah? He says, what is the Mabit Latznai? He, of course, didn't mean to be Vatal Atznai. He meant, when the Rambam says Vatal Atznai, what he meant was, you know what? Forget the old Gerushin. A new Gerushin now without a time. Always make a new Gerushin. And that's what the Rambam meant. Then, my Mishnah, Abanas Harambam, okay, that's what he meant by Bitla Tzman. Us can't actually mean Bakla Tzman if you look it up. Okay, what are the odds of my Mishnah's Chad and Rama?
Hello.
Zero. The Rama says you Bakla Tzman. How is your Bakla Tzman in the Lashon of making a new Gersh? What the Rama said? Or if he says to her, we have to be precious. Does he have to take it to get back and meet her again? Or is it enough that it's still in her house? Clearly, it has to be still, at least in her house. Can't be in the street. Okay. It's not shot on the Rambam. But basically, the Rambam used the question, and he understood that means we might be able to use that lesson in Garrison. That's the Bible. And nonetheless says, oh, here it means something else. It can't be that. The Rambam must be found in the Rambam, must be found in the Rambam, is one. But found in the Rambam, must be this. Okay, it's already 1:00, and all I gave you is what's not found in the Rambam. But now the Rambam is going to have to look at things very, very carefully. So we will. Let's have to pick up Mos Hashem with Shad and the Rambam next time. Oh, Shad is going to end this by now. I'm not leaving this for you. We'll be by now. I'm here. We'll have one very important announcement. Here as an exception of the breakfast. Which means it's not invited to the breakfast. It's close to 11:00 Thursday. Make sure to be here for the not the last year of the semester. We continue after the finish. Go up for 2 weeks before punching, but please make sure to be here at 11:00 on Thursday, if at all possible, for the last year. And we're trying to do some important ones then.